After the SIs defeated the overlords and captured the carriers, the rest was easy, Admiral Stanley Jameson said. His eyes swept the crowded hotel conference room, especially after the Sontags arrived. We crushed the overlord holding force in Beta Hydri, then came through Tau Ceti and returned here. He smiled, dreading what he had to ask next. Are there any questions? In the back, Lance Baker winked to Sophia Jimenez and chuckled as nearly every hand in the audience went up. There's a little more to it. They didn't go down as easy as that. Jimenez nodded. No, but they're all gone, she sighed. For now, anyway. Jameson pointed to someone in the second row. James Dotson, Social Media Live. Some of our subscribers are having a tough time with the difference between SIs and AIs, and who are on which side of the war we're engaged in. Could you cover that again? Jameson's eyes went to the back of the room. Commander Baker, would you take that one, please? Sure, sir. He gave the audience time to turn in their seats and find him. Hi, everyone. I'm Commander Lance Baker, formerly the commanding officer of the SFA-34 Blue Blasters. I also have been incredibly fortunate to be the co-pilot of the first synthetic intelligence, Lieutenant Irina Koslava. Is everyone aware of the uplink technology? He nodded when most people indicated they were. Okay, so the uplink technology allows pilots to merge their consciousness with their fighters. Some people went too far and loaded their entire personalities into the system, leaving their bodies behind. They were and are still people, but they exist in a different world than ours. Artificial intelligences like those of the overlords we're fighting were never alive. They started as computer programs and grew to be self-aware. While many people think that SIs and AIs are similar, nothing could be further from the truth. SIs retain everything that made them human, except for their bodies. AIs have nothing in common with humans. Thank you, Jameson said. As to who is on which side, that is a little more complicated. The SIs are on our side. Most still have family members who live on Earth. They're on our side. As of this morning, though, you're probably aware that our government has broken ties with the overlords who we were fighting with, and we're now looking to ally with the human Cardans and Felinoid Sontag. Judging by the wave of confusion that swept the audience, many of the media and politicians present had not heard that yet. An upswelling of confusion and indignation, however, wasn't the same as an actual question, so Jameson moved on. Next, he pointed to a woman in the third row.
Jane Solkov, Moscow Today. You just mentioned two races, one of which, until today, we were in a fight to the death with. Could you please tell us more about them, since we appear to be throwing our future in with them?
Certainly. For some time, we've known that the Cardans were humans just like us. We don't know how our civilizations came to be split, but they have the same DNA as us and are, for all intents, humans. They are our natural allies, although we weren't able to approach them with an alliance while the overlords controlled the solar system. As far as the Sontags go, they are, as I said, a Felinoid race allied with the Cardans. You may have seen pictures of the spherical carriers that arrived here a few days ago. Those are theirs, come to help defend Earth until we can stand on our own two feet. I've had a number of conversations with their ambassador, Tiberius Jungle Master, and I find them to be highly honorable. Commander Baker has also informed me that they are excellent pilots. Isn't that right, Lance?
Yes, sir, it is.
Jameson pointed to another upraised hand.
Tokasa East Asian beat? If the overlord forces have been beaten, is it safe to say the war is over?
I wish I could say so, Jameson said, but we've only defeated one of the overlord fleets that we know are in existence. I'm afraid we've still got a long fight in front of us, but at least we have allies at our side now. And unlike the overlords who wanted to rule us, these are people we can trust to be our friends.